Well, good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. Father, with great joy, we open your word and just have that opportunity to it and to you. Thank you for this room where we can meet and your presence is everywhere, inside, outside. We don't have to go to a place to find you, but we do thank you for the opportunity to gather in a little group because it is so important to gather together. And we thank you for that obvious increase in the spiritual aspect of the atmosphere when your people gather together. And so we thank you for that this morning once again. As we look at a psalm with great application for all times, Lord, as all your word is, help us to understand and glean from it. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, as we continue on through the Hallel Psalms, this was the second one, Psalm 114. And so it's pretty probable that Jesus sang this song after the Last Supper, as we read in Matthew and Mark. And as they left, they sang hymns. It can be translated plural as well. And so this would have been one of the ones they would have sung. And so I'll read it. It's only 8 verses, and then we'll look at it a little bit verse by verse. It's entitled in my Bible, The Power of God in His Deliverance of Israel. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams. The little hills like lambs. What ails you, O sea, that you have fled? O Jordan, that you turned back? O mountains that you skipped? O little hills like lambs? Tremble, tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. Now, big word in verse 8. Who turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a fountain of waters? So we have quite a psalm here. And when you look at it, on one hand, you see the exodus of the nation of Israel out of Egypt. And that is indeed true. But when you look at it in another hand, you see Jesus Christ, who is the deliverer of us out of bondage, out of sin. We know that Moses' exodus was not complete because the Messiah wasn't there, basically. But we see the exodus of Jesus is complete and eternal. So see if you can pick that up in this psalm as we go through it. But let's sing, Guide Me Now, O Great Jehovah.
Oh,
All right, you may be seated. Guide us, O great Jehovah. So Psalm 114, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language. So we see Jacob mentioned here twice, obviously standing for Israel. But notice Jacob has another aspect here too, because it's territory out of Jacob, and its location in a way of where did the Messiah come from? Out of whose loins did he come? Well, verse 2 says, Judah became his sanctuary and Israel. And where is Bethlehem in Judah? Where is Jerusalem in Judah? So we have Judah became his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. So we can see the tribe and the territory in the loins of Christ right there. So keep Jesus in mind always as you read the scripture, particularly as you read the old scripture, because it's pretty much all pointing to him, isn't it? It really is. And we can focus on events and specifics in the Old Testament, but they're all fulfilled in the New. Verse 3, the sea saw it and fled. So now how is nature responding to this first Exodus? And then we can talk about how he responds to us now in the second Exodus, so to speak. The sea saw it and fled. So of course we know that God parted that Red Sea to show his glory, so that people would long say and still are saying, remember when he parted the Red Sea? Jordan turned back. 40 years later, they crossed over again on dry land, this time on the flooding river Jordan as they entered the Promised Land and then conquered Jericho, beginning the conquering of the land on that side of the river. And then the mountains skipped like rams. And of course, we know we had earthquakes. We had earthquakes when the law was given. You know, the ground shook. We had earthquakes when Christ was resurrected. So we see now that the mountains, they move more than the hills. So they move like rams. They're pretty good movers. But the little hills, they move just like lambs. So we have a little smaller shaking there, it seems to me. So then the call goes out, what ails you, O sea? What ails you, nature? Why are you doing this? O sea that you fled, O Jordan that you turned back, O mountains that you skipped on little hills like lambs. And then we get even further into the overall situation here where the conviction and the instruction is what? For the earth to tremble, 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 tremble. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord. We might also think of that in terms of fear God, fear God. Now, how much fear and trembling was there in this nation when it was founded? Almost 100% of the people, right? Now, how much fear of God is there? Can you find anybody? Well, probably in this room you can't. You go outside, you don't find too many that are trembling at the presence of the Lord, but they will. Every knee will bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But they don't know it yet. The lost do not know that yet. Or they don't want to acknowledge it yet. I don't know. Some of them may know it, but tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. So we're identifying everybody's got a God, but not everybody has the God of Jacob. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Here it's Jacob, presence of the God of Jacob. Now we notice the big word who. So now we tie all of this together, really, in this last verse. Who? Who turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a fountain of waters? Well, the first time it was Moses smoting the rock. The second time it was him speaking to the rock. And what do we read in Corinthians? That the rock was Christ. The rock was Christ. It was kind of fascinating as I was just going back over the scriptures in the experience at the Mount of Transfiguration, because we have it's stated there that Elijah and Moses were talking with Jesus, right? And what do you think they were talking about? Well, Jesus said to the disciples after this was over, you know, they were going hoop, hoop, hooray, build three tabernacles, Peter said, and so forth. But what does Jesus say very specifically? Don't mention this until the Son of Man has risen from the dead. So that's where it all is, in the resurrection. In the resurrection, this all comes together with He is our exodus out of sin. He is our exodus out of death. He is our exodus not only into a nation filled with wickedness as we are, but that's all going to be taken care of, isn't it? We're not going to take care of any of it. He's going to take care of all of it, right? So isn't this a beautiful thing in a way? The power of God in His deliverance of Israel and the power of God in His deliverance of us. So may we be grateful and thank You, Lord Jesus, as we are in these praise psalms. These are all praise psalms, these six Hallel, 113 through 118. And so this what, and when you think about it, this is what Jesus would have sung. And also remember, we mentioned, I think, a time or two ago, that in Jerusalem at the Passover, what typically would happen, they would prepare all these lambs. And you remember, they put them on the stick through their shoulders, and then when they took it home and cooked it or baked it, they put a rod through its head on down through, all the way through it. And so you had literally the nation of Israel at this time, though anyone, particularly the ones who weren't right in the Passover itself, had all of these crucifixes being prepared for the Passover meal. And so it's just so rich as you start thinking about all the types and things, and it's all surrounding our Lord, all surrounding our Lord. So we grieve over those that don't know that. We grieve over those who, even Israel, who are still, generally speaking, rejecting Jesus Christ as the Messiah and are living now in 2,000 years without a temple, 2,000 years without a blood sacrifice, 2,000 years of trying to put filthy rags on the scale every year to recreate atonement. That was a big day for them. And it's been a day of misery pretty much ever since. There's nothing without the shedding of blood. There's no remission of sin. We know that. But He has shed His blood if you receive it, right? It's all done if we but receive it. So we praise Him and we thank Him. He who turned the rock into a pool of water and the flint into a fountain of waters. Father, we thank You for the psalm. We thank You for Your word. We thank You for delivering us. We thank You for the power of the resurrection. We thank You for the victory over sin and death. We just thank You. We just thank You, Lord. So guide us this morning as we would pray, and lead us, Holy Spirit, to pray. And we would be in one accord as we do pray in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Let's close with this song, How Great is Our God. And we read, the splendor of a king clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps Himself in light and darkness tries to hide. And then notice these words. And trembles at His voice, trembles at His voice. And so we know the seventh verse there, today's psalm says, tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of God of Jacob. So let us just sing, How Great is Our God.
Trembles at His voice, trembles at His voice.
Father, you are great. We thank you. And we all agree in that. Help us to be a light shining out of love, drawing people to you. In Jesus' name, amen.